News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There's been a lot of talk this week about the president's first 100 days in office. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs told the Salem Radio Network, in his view, those 100 days amount to what he called a multifaceted attempt to restore constitutional republicanism.
When I say republicanism, I'm not talking about the Republican Party. I'm talking about what the founders intended. They intended a constitutional republic, not a democracy.
Meanwhile, a new poll finds Americans seem to like Attorney General Pam Bondi. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 42% of likely U.S. voters view Bondi favorably, 26% holding a very favorable impression, 38% view Bondi unfavorably, 24% aren't sure. And according to the survey, 3 months into her tenure as America's top law enforcement official, Bondi has made a more favorable impression on voters than her predecessor. Ken Lorman, Washington.
The Trump administration is downplaying predictions of tariff-induced supply chain problems.
Some business CEOs and economists are warning that Donald Trump's trade policy will result in shortages of consumer goods. But Treasury Secretary Bessent claims retailers are ready for the tariffs.
They know that President Trump is committed to fair trade and have planned accordingly.
And he doesn't expect any empty shelves.
I wouldn't think that we would have supply chain shocks.
In the meantime, large cargo shipments from China have already dropped. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Voters are deciding whether the South Texas home of Elon Musk's rocket company SpaceX will become an official city known as Starbase. The outcome would appear to be a foregone conclusion, given that most of those eligible to vote are employees of SpaceX. This is SRN News. Who exactly is a regular churchgoer?
It depends on who you ask. A new poll from Lifeway Research finds that amongst Protestant Christians in this country, 59% say you have to go at least once a week to be considered a regular. The funny thing is, Protestant pastors are much less strict about it. The Lifeway report indicates that just 16% of clergymen say you have to be there every week to be considered a regular churchgoer. Overall, regular church attendance is down across the board. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another court in the United Kingdom rules against transgenderism. The Court of Session in Edinburgh, Scotland, says public schools in that country cannot allow males to use female restrooms, locker rooms, and other facilities. That decision comes hard on the heels of Britain's highest court announcing this month that men who are living as women cannot be considered actual biological women under the country's laws. This is SRN News. A federal health agency says the U.S. has 935 confirmed cases of measles this year so far. That's triple the amount seen in all of 2024. Two children and an adult have died from measles-related illnesses so far this year. 10 states currently have active outbreaks as well. Homeownership is receding further out of reach for many Americans. The details from John Scott.
Elevated mortgage rates and rising prices are stretching the limits of what buyers can afford. A home buyer now needs to earn at least $114,000 a year to afford a $431,250 home. The national median listing price in April, that's according to data from Realtor.com. That's $47,000 more than they would have needed just 6 years ago, when the median U.S. home was listed at $314,950. John Scott reporting.
More of these stories at SRNnews.com.